So as I mentioned, today we shift our focus from John the Baptist, and now we turn to Mary this last Sunday of Advent. But first, let me just kind of set the stage a bit. It was almost a year ago now. You may remember Father Mike Schmitz began the Bible in a Year podcast. So some of you are following along with that. Maybe you fell behind. Maybe you're keeping up. I encouraged you, and he encouraged you, really, to take this year. And he said, let the Bible form your outlook in life. He said it to have a biblical worldview as we look out. Today in our readings, that's really important to have that biblical worldview to receive our readings today. Okay? So Mary, actually it was beautiful. The Alleluia memorial acclamation we had was what happened right before our gospel. So Mary had just said these words, filled with the love of God, filled with his love, she responded to the angel, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And at that moment, Mary became the mother of God. She conceived Jesus in her womb, right at that very moment, right? And then the next verse, our reading today, it says, and then in those days she went in haste and went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And we know the story, right? She goes into the house, she greets Elizabeth, and at her greeting, John the Baptist leaps in Elizabeth's womb. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cries out, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? First, just that phrase for a moment. The mother of my Lord. So Mary at this point is perhaps a few weeks pregnant because she went in haste, remember? The baby in her womb is a few weeks conceived now. Elizabeth and John the Baptist, who is 6 months in her womb, but both of them recognize the presence of Jesus in Mary's womb. He leaps for joy. She says, you are the mother of my Lord. So I think the first biblical worldview thing is that anyone who does not recognize that a life, even just from the very first weeks of pregnancy, is not truly a human life, it's not truly a baby, does not have a biblical worldview. That's just very clear in our reading today. Even more than that, though, what Luke is showing here, that the baby that's in Mary's womb is the Son of God. Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant, carrying the very presence of God in her as she comes to Zechariah's house. Okay, he does this, Luke does this by, like I said, that biblical worldview. He juxtaposes, big word, ties together this reading with a reading from the Old Testament about King David. It's in 2 Samuel 6. When King David brought the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem shortly after he'd become king. In fact, Luke does this. He uses the exact same words. You can actually just take out the name and insert the name. It's the same words. And so, for instance, we had in the Old Testament, David went up into the hill country. Luke says, and Mary went up into the hill country. What he's saying is, hey, look, the same thing's happening here. It says that David, when he brought the ark up to Jerusalem then, he leaped with joy and danced before the ark of God. And Luke says that John the Baptist leaped with joy, the exact same verb, in Elizabeth's womb. David, when he was bringing the ark up, he said, who am I that the ark of God should come to me? Elizabeth today says, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? So you see, what Luke is making very clear is that Mary's actually the new Ark of the Covenant, which means that in her she's carrying the very presence of God. In the Ark, there were three things. There was the Ten Commandments, which are the words of God, the covenant, his word. Number two was Aaron's staff, the first high priest, Aaron. And thirdly, the manna, a little manna from the desert. Meaning the one in Mary's womb today is the Word of God made flesh, is the true high priest, and is the bread from heaven, the bread of life. In other words, what's happened in our reading today isn't just that Mary goes up to help her cousin Elizabeth who's pregnant. What Mary's doing is she's bringing the presence of God to Zechariah and Elizabeth's house. That's what our reading is all about today. She's bringing God's presence into their house. Now, I want you to stop for a moment and to think about all the family gatherings that you're going to go to this year. At your house or another's house, how can you bring the presence of Jesus, the presence of God, to that house? Think about all the desires you have for those gatherings. I'm sure that all of you, you really hope for certain things to happen at those gatherings. Some of those are just the simple hopes of the joy of Christmas, right? Others are much deeper hopes of a certain conversation you really hope you can have with a certain person, perhaps. The way something will go, that it'll go okay. All these hopes that you have for these gatherings this year. How is it that you can have these hopes filled? These desires, these dreams in a sense, to be answered for you. Well, the first step is that you bring Jesus to that gathering. Bring Jesus there. He's the one who can do all these things and give us all these things this year. You ask Mary, say, Mary, teach me how to receive Jesus as you did, and then to bring him there as you did. Ask her to teach you, and then you bring the presence of God to that gathering. That's our mission. Mary is our model of how to come to Christmas. In you, the day that you were baptized, as Mary stood watch over you, the life of God entered into you. And every time that you come up in every communion that you've ever received in your life, the body and the blood, the soul and divinity of Jesus Christ entered into you. The Son of God and the Son of Mary, the same one that's in Mary's womb, entered into you and enters into you today. And you receive him into you. You have his life within you. God dwells in you. You are, in that sense, you are an ark carrying the very presence of God in you. You are something that is just as amazing as Mary was at that moment when she entered that house. If we only understood our dignity as Christians, of what we carry into the world. This Advent, as you maybe strove to pray a little more, as you went to adoration perhaps and sat before our Lord and prayed, as you went to confession, as you gave an extra focus, extra effort to focus on the love, as I've been encouraging you every week of this year of Advent, Jesus draws close to you. He draws so close, he enters into you. He's in you. He's in this church. He's in your family. You are another ark. You carry God within you. But just like Mary didn't just sit at home with her Jesus, love drove her to action. She went in haste. So we can't just sit at home with Jesus, or we can't leave him there when we go out. No, love moves us to action. We bring Jesus to others. That's our mission. That's who we are. This week, I saw in our Giving Tree project, and actually also in Nicollet, they joined in by giving gifts to students at the school who are on kind of extra help. Between our Giving Tree project and what they did there, over 130 people who needed a little extra assistance during the holidays received that help, so that they could have a blessed and a good Christmas. But even more than that, we brought them Jesus. That's amazing. That was an amazing thing that our newly formed Social Committee's Concerns Committee did. And because it wasn't just a government office, because it was the church, we brought them Jesus. This week, we had our Christmas program here. After one of the performances, I had a grandpa come up to me and just grateful and joy-filled. He was touched by the fact that we could have a Christmas program about Jesus, to tell the story of Jesus in our Christmas program and music with that. And he was touched by that. So thank you for both of these things this week. You brought Jesus to people this week. The best thing that I did this week was I went and sat with someone that's on hospice and was dying. As I sat and I prayed with her, as I got up to go at the end and blessed her, she smiled. And I was filled with joy because I knew that I had brought Jesus to her this week. That's what we do. That's who we are. Think about all the little ways in your family that you bring the love of Jesus to so many others. And so again this week, I encourage you, focus on the love that you and Jesus share, his love for you, your love for him. Draw close to him. Let Jesus draw so close to you that he himself is within you. But then don't just sit there or hide him away. Let love move you to action and bring Jesus to others. Consider, how are you going to bring Jesus to all those Christmas gatherings this year? How are you going to do that? And consider that this week. A last little plug. They mentioned the announcements that on Tuesday night, to help us focus on Jesus and on that love, we're going to have a night of peace again this year. A time, a special time, I have candlelit adoration. Jesus will be here. There'll be a little reflection. There'll be some music. Michael Huber will play again for us. We're going to have three priests available for confession, helping those lines be a little easier. All right? But even, I just think of so many people that maybe at this time of year actually need a little peace. Maybe anxiety, maybe missing a loved one, or just in whatever it is going on. I encourage you to come to this night. This might be just what you need this week to put a little of Jesus in your Christmas. The goal is that you would be so filled with Jesus that you would become another ark, just like Mary this week in our readings.